want?
Jeez, you're scaring me. Why are you up?
What are you doing?
I feel bad for hitting him.
Martha tell you to patch him up?
It's River, actually.
Why are you in the kitchen?
I figured he could use a change of scenery. And also, he was in my room. And, this feels more, humane than the, in the closet, or like the basement.
I'll do it.
What?
Go to bed. I'll finish up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, seriously. Go get some sleep. I'm not tired.
Don't.
Do anything you wouldn't do. I won't.
I was gonna say don't do anything stupid.
No promises.
Yeah, well, good night.
Night. Hey there, listeners. I'm gonna stop the music, or whatever it is Tanner has playing. Time for a little surprise broadcast. It's 4:04 in the morning, so if any of you are still listening, sorry, you're still awake. Hope you're getting enough rest. It's important for your health. Apparently. If Clark was around, he could tell us the what and the why in that regard. I know I said I was going to try and sleep and stop broadcasting for a bit. In all fairness to me, I did try. Don't ask why I'm awake or doing this. It's not important. I'm here with Town Council member Steven.
Huh.
Hey, Steve. Can I call you Steve? It's been a while. How are you?
How am I supposed to talk if you don't want me?
It isn't all that fun, is it? Speaking from experience. Being suddenly pulled off the street and then stuck somewhere against your will. This might sting a bit. Sorry. None of us wanted to hurt you, if that means anything. And to be fair, you got a pretty good hit back on Carlton. But there's a lot of stuff that's happened that we didn't want to happen. That's showbiz, though, right? Life. I know that's pretty weak justification for the others jumping you and kidnapping you and us holding you here against your will, but here we are, huh? Here we are. Not sure if it means anything, but I wasn't involved. I don't know how far they planned it ahead. I have a feeling there's things they've stopped telling me. Doesn't mean I necessarily would have voted no if we'd made it a group decision, but yeah. Okay, look. I know you don't know where we are right now. So, if I take off the gag, would you be willing to talk and be civil or whatever?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know why I asked you a question when I wouldn't be able to understand your answer. Just a yes or a no, moving your head would be great. And if you start, like, shouting or something, well, one, rude, because everyone's asleep, and two, probably not in your best interest. Promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, let me just... Thanks. I just have a few questions. Thought we could chat. Doesn't look like either of us were going to sleep tonight, so...
What have I done to deserve...
Nothing. Things happen to us that we don't deserve. Isn't that the way it goes?
You're broadcasting.
Old habits.
You think anyone's listening this late?
Someone's always listening. Can you tilt your head a little this way? Thanks. Sorry. Man, I forgot how much the face bleeds.
I've already talked to the others. I'm sure they'd be able to give you answers about what...
I think I figured out a lot while I was gone. Not all of it, but some. Had a lot of time to think, you know? And really consider what I know, and what of that other people need to know. But I want to know about me. This is more of a selfish thing.
What do you want to know?
Were you one of the ones that pushed me through the void in the building, in that room? Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
I'll take your word for it.
Really? Would you like to know who was?
No.
Well, why ask?
I don't know. Curiosity. You know? What the hell was that?
Generator, probably. This place seems pretty far out. I assume you'd have one.
Right. The only band-aids we have are glow-in-the-dark. I hope that's okay.
If I had said yes, I was there, what would you have done?
Nothing.
Really?
I don't know. You said no. I believe you.
You look different.
I'd say so to you, but this is the first time I've seen your face. Aside from the blood, you look ordinary.
Ordinary?
Just like you have very human eyes.
Why wouldn't I? I'm human.
Obviously. I don't know. You made a rep for yourselves. Don't act like that wasn't on purpose. I always wondered. I mean, you wear a cloak. You carry frequency emitters so you can't be recorded. Like...
Those that founded the town maintained certain responsibilities and passed on an understanding for greater things at play. You once said so yourself. Those that came before us will always be a part of us.
Right, so it's a uniform.
A little more significance than that, but sure.
Do you want a drink?
What?
I haven't had a good look around here yet, but I'm sure there's something in the kitchen. Figured if I'm pouring myself some, which I plan on, it'd be rude not to offer.
Rude not to offer the man you abducted a drink. It's very kind of you, but... drinking part might be a problem.
They made those a little too tight, but you gotta stop pulling against them like that, or you're gonna end up with blisters. I'm sure I can find a straw.
Or you could uncuff me.
I guess we should probably keep it down, huh? Not sure if the others are heavy sleepers or how sound travels in here. It should be far enough from the bedrooms. Now, if I was Martha, where would I...
What is it?
Sorry, I just moved wrong. One sec.
What?
Just shut up for a second. Ah. Straws. They really did think of everything. Do you have a color preference? I'm being serious.
Purple. Thanks.
Oh, let's take a look.
What?
I could pad them up with gauze or something.
Or you could loosen the cuffs. Or, better yet, take them off.
I could. But I don't trust you not to try something.
I'm not interested in trying anything. I imagine my trying something would lead to your friends coming back, and I'd earn more of their hospitality. I think I've had my fair share for now.
Committing acts of violence doesn't make you deserving of violence.
Philosophy? Not shared by the others, obviously.
Apparently not. Sorry. Why are you looking at me like that?
You look... Ugh. Obviously, we'd heard you'd come back, but... I don't get it. Why are you here?
Can't seem to stay away.
We sent you home. That was the plan, at least. Obviously, our attempts at controlling the destination are still experimental.
That's what happened to Elliot, right? You tried to bring him home.
Did it work?
You gave him antlers and you killed the poor kid. How does that even happen, by the way?
I meant you.
Yeah, it worked.
We sent you back.
Yeah.
Why are you here, then?
River made the door thing. Ask them.
Why would you step through when we gave you what you wanted?
Time is a funny thing. A cruel joke.
Why did you come back?
There wasn't anything left for me there.
That's it?
It's a longer story than I'm willing to tell. I just needed to... It was a moment, and I had to make a choice. I didn't know for sure that it was Brayden on the other side. I mean, I'd hoped, but in a way it wasn't. It isn't. Too much has changed. Or maybe I've changed, I don't know. I'm starting to think...
What?
I'm starting to think that coming back might not have been the right thing. Staying where I was wasn't exactly the right thing either. I just... Maybe there's nowhere left for me now. An existence stretched thin. I'm thinking out loud. Ignore me.
In my experience, the right thing is often a complicated, evasive notion. Sometimes there's no such thing as the right thing, especially not in the moral or emotional sense of the word, just the best thing.
Is that philosophy?
If you like.
In your experience?
Yes.
Yeah, that checks out. Wouldn't exactly compare our experiences, though.
Fair enough. Do I get to ask a question in return for answering yours?
I guess that's fair. Depends on the question, though.
What's it like?
What?
The doors. The shimmering voids. Whatever you call them. Passing from one side through to the next.
Tanner once described it to me as passing through a door into a dream. But after doing it again, after being forced to do it again, I don't think so. It sounds too peaceful. It's violent. It's a violent, sudden, wrenching. I think it's more like dying. Or at least how I would imagine it. I mean, for me, maybe it's different for everyone. Maybe it depends on how much you resist.
It's painful?
Not so much physically. Nose always bleeds, though. Sometimes you get winded. It stings the eyes because it's so blinding and it just... You're drowning in light and energy. It feels like something you're not supposed to go through. Because you aren't. You know, people weren't meant to be pushed and pulled through time and space and reality like that. I don't know why you... What made you think that doing that to people was okay?
We never asked anyone to like what was going on. We have responsibilities, you know? The nature of this place demands certain things of us, but more of it was and is out of our hands than you realize. This shutdown should tell you that. You think we have the authority, the power, the resources to implement this kind of prolonged control?
You still let it happen.
That's not how it works. It's not how any of this ever worked.
Okay.
You know, the plan was to actually evacuate the town. We would have done a lot of things differently if you hadn't insisted on talking about them openly. If you had just left us our shadowed corners instead of insisting on shining a light on every strange shift or flicker or thing that caught your eyes.
Don't
what? Tell you the truth?
I realize how much we must have fucked some stuff up for people. I know what I did. I'm not saying I regret it, but you don't have to rub it in.
I'm not sure you fully understand the scope of things. In fact, I promise you, you don't. We could have fixed things without people being at more risk than they needed to be if you had just done what we'd asked you to. What they asked us to. We warned you time and time again, yet you took it upon yourselves. How long were you gone?
I counted 424 days, give or take.
That's over a year.
Yeah, I know how it works. Another question. Clark, what happened to him? That was you guys, right? All right.
If you insist on broadcasting this discussion, there's only so much I can say.
Good to know. Speaking of, why did you broadcast that frequency?
It wasn't our idea.
Really?
You believed me before. I've already spoken to the others about this. Think about the damage and harm it caused. I don't know what image of us you must have in your heads, but that's not something we want or would deliberately instigate. It was intended to have the opposite effect, hence the lavender.
People died.
It was a mistake. We know that now. I know it's hard to understand, but everything we do is for the good of this town, for the good of the people here. But just because we're willing to pay the price of that doesn't mean we want to hurt...
Stephen, will anyone come looking for you?
I'm not sure.
Have you, your friends, have you been looking for us?
No.
Really?
Yes, really. You removed yourselves from the situation. Sure, you're still broadcasting, but only to the town. And you aren't, despite what you might think, and I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but so far you don't actually know anything significant. So long as that doesn't change, there are more pressing things at hand.
But if one of us knew something important...
My answer would be different.
What if we tried to leave? Go back to our homes?
I couldn't promise you'd be left alone. But I don't see why you'd be interfered with. Especially if you agreed to keep your heads down and your mouths shut. At least for a while. Gave us the space we need to make things right.
You keep... To make what right? What have you done that you're so... Something worse than what you've already done?
We have company.
What?
What are you doing, Jess?
Good to see you again, River.
Steven.
What are you doing up?
I was just gonna get some water. What's going on here?
We're just talking.
Wait, what do you mean again?
We've met before.
Have you?
I'm headed back to bed. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, night. What the hell? Why do you know them?
Why do you think the Faceless came here?
Jess, what are you doing?
Why are you awake? I thought you were sleeping.
River just woke me up, told me you were... What's going on? Why isn't he gagged?
We were just having a conversation.
You should go get some sleep. I'll clean up. Jess.
Sure. We were done anyways. Good night, Stephen.
Good night. Have you given any more thought to our offer?
Some.
It won't be on the table forever.
I can't bring anyone with me?
Just you. A new life, a new name, no record.
I just... Give me some more time.
The last exit's approaching.
I get it. Don't start with that cryptic shit.
We're giving you a chance to forget about this place. Leave it behind, with nothing tying you down. Don't pretend you don't want that.
Shut up. I know.
Not everyone on their list has the luxury of an offer like this. Saying no will come with consequences. I'd caution you to remember how lucky you've been. At some point, luck runs out.
Is that a threat?
Look, I know how little you think of our threats. Fair enough. But this isn't some news story on your show. Even I don't know what their endgame here is. But apparently you're one of the people they don't want around if, and more likely when, it comes. If I were you, I'd be grateful to take advantage of that.
And if I don't want to?
It didn't go so well last time someone said no.
Who said no?
Damn.
What? Oh, shit!